Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter in Masechtes Yevamis, Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Now the Mishnah is going to teach us that Shesh Arayis Chamuris Meili, there are six Ervas that are actually more strict than the 15 we learned about in the first Mishnah. So how come they're not mentioned in the first Mishnah? Because it's not Nogeya. It can't be that they were married to his brother. They would only be allowed to be married to others. And therefore, tzaraseyim mutaris. Their tzaris will be mutatim. We'll soon explain. But first, let's see who these six more strict relationships are. Imoi, someone's mother. It can't be that my mother was married to my brother. So, of course, if it's his brother from the same mother, it can't be. But there's a bigger chiddush here in the Mishnah. Let's say his mother was not married to his father. So this is my mother. But he's not my brother's mother. I have the same father as my brother, not the same mother as my brother. But my brother still can't marry her to start with. Because once she was together with my father, my brother's not allowed to marry her. The Eishes Aviv. Vaiter, the Eishes Aviv. That's the second of the six. His father's former wife, even if it's not his mother. A man is not allowed to marry a woman that was once married to his father. Let's say it's his father's sister. So again, just like he can't marry his father's sister, his brother from his father's side, and Yivma is only a brother from your father's side, his brother from his father's side also couldn't have married her. Let's say his half-sister from his father's side. So obviously, if she's my sister through a common father, she's also the sister of my brother that has the same father. We're talking about Yivam, it's only brothers with the same father. The Eishes Achiyav. Remember, you touch backwards. His father's brother's wife. Here it means his father's brother's former wife. The Eishes Achiv Me'aviv. This means the former wife of his half-brother from his father's side. She was married to his brother, a brother that I had a common father with. She's an erva to all the other brothers on the father's side. Now, let's say any of these six women married someone else, total stranger, and that total stranger had other wives. Let's say my sister from my father's side was married to Chaim, no relation. Not Reuven, not Shimon, not Levi, is married to Chaim. Chaim passes away, so of course he can't marry his sister, but suppose Chaim had another wife. There's no dinner of Tzoras Erva. He can marry the other wife. Tzoras Erva is only in a Yivum situation. If an Erva to me was married to my brother, and my brother died, not only am I not Miyavim the Erva, but her Tzara is Usher to me as well. But that's when they were married to my brother, so there was a Yivum situation, or a possible Yivum situation. With these six, it's not shaykh that they were married to my brother. They could have gotten married to a total stranger, but there's no halacha if they're married to a total stranger. And one of them is an erva. There's no halacha that I cannot marry the tzara.